science is right at the centre and the heart of our national agenda. And not just that, it is at the very heart and the centre of our future.
At the recent National Science Prize Awards, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Australia has to be a country that invests in science and puts it right at the centre of its national agenda. It was welcome news for the science community and for economists as Australia is transitioning to a knowledge economy. But while the words were welcome, the facts tell a different story. A new study shows there are now three times the number of students completing high school without a maths or science subject as there were in 2001. Not only is the lack of compulsory maths or science for Year 11 and 12 putting us out of step with international education standards, it's also impacting our economic competitiveness. So why are Australians so disinterested in maths and science? Taylor Schrader spoke to author of the study, Dr. Rachel Wilson.
Well, you know, internationally, lots of countries really struggle in terms of getting students engaged with science and maths, particularly girls, right? And we can see that in a lot of statistics internationally. I think what the difference is with Australia is that we, in fact, don't have a policy where there's an expectation that despite the difficulties of these subjects, we value them and we expect students to do them. And we know, for example, looking back over the New South Wales High School Certificate, that when the new certificate was introduced in 2001, prior to that, we had 98% of students studying some sort of maths. And the majority of them were studying the intermediate maths. But since the introduction of the new High School Certificate, which has introduced lots more subjects for high school students to study and provided more choice and removed the requirement for them to study at least one maths or science unit, since that policy shift, we have seen these declining numbers. So some of it at least is down to policy, and I could call it sort of structural policy in education. I know there's a lot to be said about getting students engaged in maths, getting teachers more engaged in maths and science and all that sort of stuff, but I see those challenges as common to all countries in the globe. And I think we're sitting apart from that in that we've got these other dynamics going on.
So how do we encourage students, particularly girls, to take up maths and science?
Well, what I've just been saying is that I think if you were to look at international standards in education and you looked across developed countries, I mean, I've been looking for some time, I'm finding it hard to find a country that doesn't require maths for high school graduation. The one that I did have in mind, England, last year introduced a policy to make maths a requirement for A levels, which is a year further than our high school graduation and really a very high standard that they are now going to expect their students, all of their students, to complete maths for an A level. So, I mean, if we look at the United States, they don't have a strict policy, but 45 out of 50 of the states require maths for high school graduation. The Philippines requires maths for high school graduation, as does Zimbabwe. We're really sitting as an outlier, you know, an extreme case here, where we don't have that requirement. And I think a lot of the policy to date has been focused on, oh, getting girls engaged and, you know, having this sort of pipeline, as they call it, through into high school maths. But I think we also need to have a policy which says that we really value those maths and science in society, and a policy which fits the international benchmarks for educational expectations. And to me, that is that maths and science should be required for high school graduation.
So making it compulsory in that final year of education.
Yes. No, and then that sounds really frightening to a lot of people. And I understand that. But we're not talking about everybody doing calculus. We're not talking about everybody doing even algebra. We need some sort of engagement in numeracy and ongoing development of numeracy to the end of high school. And in fact, Christopher Pyne, when he was minister, made an attempt at this policy. And obviously that's fallen by the wayside. But I think when we look at the educational statistics coming in now, really there's a pressing need for us to do something in this area. And I'm afraid a lot of the initiatives which are, you know, very well intentioned, we must get girls more engaged, etc., etc., they may not be targeting the problem at its heart, which I believe is an issue more with how our culture values maths and science, and how we understand the implications of maths and science in terms of the economy and the standard of living that we enjoy.
But how do you encourage that? You would start quite young, wouldn't it?
Yes. Well, one of the things that you would need to start with is by ensuring that when you have teachers, and particularly new students going into the teaching profession, that they have a strong background in those subjects, that they value those subjects. Now, unfortunately, another study looking at the teacher education cohort found that we have the same level of dropout in terms of maths and science amongst the teacher education cohort as we do amongst, you know, the rest of the country. In fact, the level of dropout amongst teacher education students was slightly higher than among the general high school certificate group. So that's a real problem. We need to start, I think, with requirements for teachers to have maths for high school graduation and also to be strengthening their scientific literacy.
And one last question. What would you like to see happen to Australia's curriculum or to the teaching methods that could potentially increase the participation in maths and science in Australia?
Well, we talk about having a national curriculum, but in fact that national curriculum now only goes up to Year 10. So in terms of Year 11 and 12 study, the curriculum is set by the different states and they have different requirements. Now, there is a national curriculum written for maths for Year 11s and 12s, but there's no mandating of how that curriculum is delivered in the different states. The states basically get to choose. And not only that, there's no requirement for students to study maths for high school graduation. And it's only really when you look internationally at what goes on in education systems internationally that you realise that this is really putting us on a very backward position. A lot of countries are actually improving their scores in this area. Ours are declining. A lot of other countries definitely value maths education, and we know how important it is for economies. And it's quite inexplicable that in a country like Australia, at the same time we're advancing in science and numerate aspects of our life, that we're actually declining. So I guess that's a long way of coming to my answer, which is that I think we really need to consider what sort of requirements we expect as a bare minimum for a high school graduation. And I think to talk about education without maths, you know, it seems like an incomplete conversation. But that's really what we have at the moment now. And if we can continue with these declines in maths participation, we may find ourselves in a very precarious position in terms of our future economy.
Dr. Rachel Wilson from the University of Sydney's Faculty of Education and Social Work speaking with Taylor Schrader.